you can summarize what's going on.
Bill, this is a repeat. This is the second chapter of a book that you and I have already written before, in that it's someone claiming to be a representative of our office. They're using the name Jackson. This time around, it's Sergeant Jackson. They're calling folks and telling them that they failed to appear for a grand jury summons and that a warrant's been issued for them and are demanding a payment of some sum of money. One of them was $250. They either want them to give them a credit card number or go somewhere and buy a green dot card, which is basically a prepaid debit card, that their driver's license has been suspended as a result of this, and that they're subject to arrest if they're stopped anywhere out on the street. Very, very similar to what we experienced roughly about a year ago. We did have some people that fell victim to it the last time around. So far, I've not had reported to us anybody that's actually fallen for it, although one lady did get close. But, you know, the unknown for us, Bill, is that how many people out there are getting these phone calls that never say anything to anybody. These are just folks that have taken the time to contact either the sheriff's office, or I believe the district clerk has been contacted, the county auditor has been contacted. But we have an investigator. Investigator McCarroll has been assigned this case, and he's talking to all the victims and seeing what we can do to track down this number, and are optimistic but not hopeful that we could find out to whom the number is attributable. Most likely it's a burner phone that they're using, and then they'll throw it away.
Something I want to emphasize in your news release is that the callers have been reported to become aggressive, hostile, or insulting.
Yeah, that was our experience last time also. If you call them on their bluff, they get pretty aggressive towards you, trying to frighten people. You know, if your listeners should get a phone call like this, you know, they can take down the number, don't commit any personal information whatsoever. But they also don't have to listen to this. They just hang up on them.
I'm guessing that no one who has hung up has heard from them again.
No, sir. They have not.
And then after all that happens, the next thing ought to be done maybe is give you guys a call.
Yes. The investigator's extension that's working it here is 361-4983. And he can take a statement from anyone that's a possible or potential victim, and we'll take it from there.